Oh, drugs. Because we're learning the chelik and Derech Hashem chelik beis pek shvi'i that's called Hashpa'as HaKachavim. He's talking about what the stars mean to us. You know, the solar system, the galaxy is so complex, there has to be a reason behind it. Kadosh Baruch Hu didn't just make that at random. And there's a reason for each and every star. So we're discussing that. Each and every star, right, that's right. And we're discussing that the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, lift up your eyes to the heavens, up high, and you will see me, Bara Ela. Who created these? That's what we were talking about two times ago. That from the heavenly bodies, one could actually see the Creator behind them. Me means the Creator, and Bara Ela, that's the actual heavens. And one of the main benefits that accrue to us from the solar system is that it enables us to see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is hidden. Kadosh Baruch Hu is very elusive. You can't see God with the naked eye. But Kadosh Baruch Hu created the system, the solar system, he created the heavenly bodies, so he had a glimpse. But you have to go very deep. Yeah, so we're working on that. That's what we're working on. And I think I told you over at Vilna Gaon that the Pasuk Yeshaya says, "Su marai menechem u mi bar ela." See the me, the who, bar ela, that's behind the ela. And the Vilna Gaon says that the letters mem yud alf lamed hey, which is me and ela, are the same letters in the name of God, Elohim. Aleph Lamed Hey Yud Mem. Because if you believe in God, then you believe that there's a who behind the what.
So first you see the who, the me, and the
you. You should see the who.
Why Elohim is it?
I don't know.
It seems like inverted.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. It's, I don't know the answer to that. We gave other examples. Here we talked about the Chet HaEgel and by Yaakov Avinu, when Yosef brought his son Ephraim and Manasseh to Yaakov to get blessed in Parshas Vayechi. So the Shekhinah departed from Yaakov Avinu. He couldn't bless them. So Yaakov said to Yosef, Who are these children? So Rashi said that Yaakov knew who they were. He knew they were Manasseh and Ephraim. He said, yeah, he was saying, really, you know, where did it come from that the Shekhinah departed when they came? Like, well, you know, because Yaakov saw his Ruach HaKodesh, that there's going to be idol worship coming out of Menashe and Ephraim. Out of Ephraim came the kings of the 10 tribes. And out of Menashe came Avodah Zarah, that Yaakov saw the Ruach HaKodesh. So he saw Avodah Zarah coming to them. So he's saying, who are these? And the words that Yaakov uses are, Mi'ela. So why did Yaakov choose to use the words Mi'ela? Because he was referring to Avodah Zarah as Mi'ela. Avodah Zarah is separating the Mi from the Ela. But these are not Elohim, these are Mi'ela. I mean, it's like this.
Oh, Tim's going on.
Right. Mi'ela.
First, you guys see that God created everything.
So from the Shemayim, you see everything.
So first you see the Mi, and once you need to question.
Then you can understand the Ela. You can't look at the Ela on its own. You can't look at the Ela on its own. The Ela on its own is some of it. His universe is the Ela. So he's cutting himself off from the Me, like science. I mean, there are those who claim that science are not atheists by definition. It's just they studied natural sciences and they don't concern themselves with what came before. But that's not true. Anybody that focuses only on the natural sciences and doesn't consider the Me behind it is automatically cutting off the Ela from the Me. You can't discuss the Ela, you can't discuss creation, the world that we live in, without taking into consideration the source that it emanated from. That alone is like, that's cutting things off from the source. And Ela is with Gematria 36 and And if you count up the amount of times that there's a chiyuv koras in the Torah, you have 36 times.
So that's how we see God by our evaluation.
You could see God in nature, especially the nature of the heavenly bodies. Especially that. That's something which leads a person down a path of emunah. Of course, people could go the other way. They could use the heavens for kfira. You know, the biggest kfira perpetrated in history is from the heavens. The Big Bang Theory. It's the biggest kfira in history. Big Bang Theory is a tremendous explosion.
More and more.
My Rebbe.
Rebbe
Zichro Levracha, Rebbe Mordechai Gifter, he was once reading a newspaper article that the astronomers, they claimed that they have a vast knowledge of the heavens and how they work and the interrelationships between the spheres and the orbits and the gravitational pulls of one hand on another and the way one affects the other and they work together. They claim that they have a comprehensive knowledge. And a lot of it is mathematics. You know, that they could predict, you know, at what point, you know, a moon or a satellite or a planet will be at a certain point. And their calculations are very exact. It's an exact science. And based on that, they have a series of theories on the origin of the universe and the future, the destiny of the universe. Because once you have the math down straight, so then you can already predict. And there was an astronomer, he was a revolutionary astronomer, that he had a theory that there was a constellation in a certain galaxy, I don't know the particulars, that he had a theory that it exists. And if that would exist, that would disprove all the theories until that age. Because, based on their assumptions and their projections, that particular galaxy or constellation, that group of stars, should not be there. It can't be. Because if it would be there, it would upset all the math, all the calculations. And he had a mishigas, and now it doesn't exist. So he laid for 6 months in the Sierra Mountains in a snowsuit. For 6 months in a snowsuit in the Sierra Mountains with a telescope, scanning the heavens. And he kept on trying different ranges, different areas, different regions. Failing. And he worked it out methodically. This segment, until finally, after 6 months, he was definitely tenacious. He found it. He found the constellation, and it was an upset. This is in the 70s, 80s. It was an upset in all the prevalent theories known until then, because now they have to reinterpret. They have to reevaluate all the theories based on the new evidence. And my Rebbe, when he read this, he had a tremendous simcha. Because he said, now this will finally get people to reach the conclusion that anything that they based on their evidence and their observations was faulty, it was flawed, because they don't know as much as they think they know. They don't have the total picture. They have certain assumptions. They're proven wrong. And they'll discard all their faulty evidence and finally start believing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Finally, Amunah. Because what happens when you make a mistake, when a kaifer makes a mistake, and his mistake is based on evidence, scientific evidence, and he's disproved, so then Amunah takes its place. Then he wrote a follow-up article. In the follow-up article, there were 6 new theories to replace the previous theories. 6 new ones, 6 new forms of kfira, heretical theories, one more heretical than the next. And one of them was advanced by an astronomer who happened to have been a Jesuit priest. So, Suma Remenechem, Rumi Barela, is a tremendous opportunity. Kadosh Baruch Hu hides himself, but in the heavens he reveals himself. If you look for the who behind the these. But if someone is looking for evidence to the contrary, he will find it.
How do you explain your question before? Why God made all the existing and all the stars so sophisticated?
Right, so that's what the Derech Hashem talks about it. You know, you can understand on two levels. First of all, we know that the solar system, especially the solar system, but our system, it exerts a very, very real physical impact on this world. And the sun, the moon, light, and the heat, and the gravitational pull of the moon, it affects the tides. And the stars in distant galaxies also have an effect, even though we might not be aware of what they are. But you could see it to the light of the stars. And they work. That's what we're going to get to. That's what we're going to get to. But I'm talking about just down to earth, ground, attached to the ground. There is a physical effect on the world from these things.
Can you tell the future?
Can I tell the future? Don't ask me that. So I wanted to read a Gemara for you, Masech Shabbos. The Gemara says they found a Pinkas. A Pinkas is a ledger, a notebook, a diary. They found the diary of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What would you give to be able to look into the diary of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi? And they said, Hi man de Bechad b'Shabba. This someone was born on a Sunday. Yehei Gvar v'lechadabei. He's going to be monochrome. One nature. He's not going to be made up of complexities. It's going to be straight, one thing. You know, like one flavor ice cream. Just one thing. He's not going to have multiples. He's not going to be made up of multiples. Just one. So the Gemara says, Mai v'lechadu. What does that mean? Ilei mid v'lechadu tivu. He's not going to have any goodness in him. I mean, he's going to be totally bad, totally evil.
This is what he wrote in his diary. Someone's going to be born on a Sunday. He's not
going to have. No, yeah, right. Someone is going to have. His nature is going to be totalitarian, right? Totalitarian? I think it's totalitarian. He's not going to be. He's going to be a rainbow. He's going to be a black rainbow. He's going to be a black rainbow. He'll be multifaceted. So what does it mean? The Gemara wants to know what's shot in the diary. Does that mean that he's going to be totally evil? That can't be. Because Ravashi is dissecting this. Ravashi says, I was born on Sunday. So how could you say that someone born on Sunday is going to be totally evil? So what it means, he's going to be Elulav Kadalabisham, he's going to be totally good without any evil? Can't be. So Rashi says it also can't be because Ana, me and Dimi, I, and Dimi Bar Kakuzasa, Dimi the son of Kakuzasa, we're Kavin B'chad B'Shabbat, so we're both born on a Sunday. Ana Mela, I became Rashiva, who have Rish Kanvin, he became the leader of a gang of thieves. So yeah, he has a trace of evil in him.
All or none?
Ella! Either you're totally good or you're totally evil. So I was totally good because I was a Rosh Hashiva, and you're totally evil because you became the leader of thieves. Why? My timer? Because on Sunday, Or HaKhayshik was created. So Or represents totally good, or HaKhayshik meant totally evil. So you see that someone that's born on a Sunday, it's a person's choice whether to be good or evil. But if he chooses good, he's going to be totally good. If he chooses evil, he's going to be totally evil.
God is limiting the Bechira.
No, he is limiting it. You're right. Yeah, no, well said. God is putting the Bechira in a very narrow place. God does that. Well, the Marishan only had one Bechira. That's very limited, severely limited. Yes. But the truth is, when it says it'll be totally good or totally evil, it's not going to predict the future. It's possible that he could fight it. He could fight it. It means his nature is going to be extremes. You know, we all know people like that. I know people like that. That they have a perfect chakras record. And when they miss once, it's the last time you see them for 2 months. You're laughing at me? It's very sad. I know someone like that. And he didn't get a bed for a month. Because he missed chakras. His nature, it's not his fault.
problem?
No, it's not.
That's a test.
Yeah, he's failing, but you can't judge him because you don't have that Nisayon.
When I was in the Shiva, I made chakras every single morning. Never missed a chakra. Then I came home and like slacked off once or twice, and I was always thinking like, how are these guys like? How is it so impossible for them to make chakras? And now I see like, I never make chakras.
It's called extremism.
In high school, it's different.
Now, if someone has the nature to be an extremist, does that mean he'll be totally good or totally evil? Not necessarily. He can fight it. He has a bechir. He can fight it. But he is going to have the nature. You want the rest of the Gemara? Rest of the Gemara?
Rabbis don't look down. They don't feel
down. Haman to betray the Shabbos. Someone's born on a Monday. I was born on a Monday. The truth is I wasn't. I was born Monday night. Yeah, I was born Monday night after Shkia, so I was not born on a Monday. I was born on Monday, but I wasn't born on a Monday. I was born on Yom Shlishi. And then if someone's born on a Monday, Yegvar Ragzon, he'll be angry. Why? My time is in the Fliga Ben Maya. Monday, Yom Shem is when Hashem split the upper waters from the lower waters. So that means that anger comes from someone that's not together. You know, he has a combative nature.
What's the name
of this rabbi who's there? Rabbi Shimon Levi. Haman Tuesday. Yegvir Asir. He'll be wealthy.
Angry and lovely.
No, Tuesday is wealthy.
What?
I got
remember this stuff. Vizana
Yehei. I'm still looking at Brist here,
too. He'll have a tremendous Nisayon in the area of Gilai Reis. Gilai, immorality. Tuesday.
Why is
my timer?
Wait, is it Tuesday the rich one?
Because, no, yeah, Tuesday's rich and he'll have a Nisayon. He'll have a trial. That is his Nisayon. Wealth and immorality. Because that's when the earth was carpeted with abundance of greenery. So it spread and it just multiplied all over the place. So that... I'm on the Ba'abah B'Shabbos, Wednesday. Chakim B'Nayir. He'll be wise and he will give off from his light. My time of Shanditza B'Mayir is the sun and the moon were positioned in Shemayim on Wednesday. So that's the radiance of the sun. I'm on the B'chamsha B'Shaba, Thursday. Yigvar Gemma Chasadin. He'll perform deeds of kindness, benevolence. My timer? Shinde Ivri Be'dagim V'Aifais. Because that's when the birds and the fish were created. Birds and fish are the... humans work hard for their bread. So do animals. Birds and fish, Hashem just gives it to them. A fish doesn't have to work hard to eat its plankton. The plankton is floating right in front of it. So they subsist off of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Gvuras Chasadim. Birds and fish. Haman Devala B'Shabta, Friday. Yigvar Chazron. He's going to constantly run after mitzvahs.
Friday,
because Friday you're running after mitzvahs on Friday. You're in a rush. Your time is limited. Friday, you're always running after mitzvahs. Someone born on Shabbos. Someone born on Shabbos, Yamus, he's destined to die on Shabbos.
What?
Someone that's born on Shabbos is destined to die
on Shabbos. Everyone born on Shabbos to see you died on Shabbos.
My mother was born on Shabbos and my mother passed away on Shabbos. But let's put this in the proper perspective. It doesn't say that everybody that's born on a Tuesday is going to be wealthy. He's going to have a tendency towards wealth. It's going to gravitate. Right. And you have someone that can be born on Shabbos and it can get messed up.
What was Monday?
Monday was anger.
Why is it here?
Because the water split on Monday.
I think I'm a Tuesday.
I'm trying to
figure out what the...
You're wealthy, right?
I am wealthy. Of course I'm wealthy. Hashem gives me everything. I don't deserve anything, and he gives me much more than I deserve.
I'm greedy. I
want to talk about...
Sunday is what? I was born on a Monday.
Extremes.
Monday
is anger. Tuesday is wealth and immorality. Wednesday is Wednesday is radiance. Wisdom and radiance.
Thursday is kindness.
Friday is the running after mitzvahs. And Shabbos. There's more to this Gemara. We can look it up. It's Shabbos, Kufnun, Vav, and Aleph.
So go back. It's March 17th.
Kufnun, Vav. Kufnun, Vav is what? Yeah, I'm an Aleph. There's more. There's a lot more to it.
March 17th is a Sunday.
Sunday?
The Moshe Chaim Mitzato.
Sunday.
Sunday is one-track-minded.
Not one-track-minded. I mean, it's extremist. It's so, only good or totally evil.
This isn't so accurate.
Oh, wow. We're talking about potential. There's other factors because, I mean, it's not as simple as that, because someone's born on a Sunday. He's not just born on a Sunday. He's born on a certain day of the week. He's not just born on a certain day of the week. He's born in a certain month. He's born in a year. There's so many factors. There's constellations that they have, like a cycle or an orbit that they revolve. You're right. They revolve every 7 days. They're called Shiva Kekri Lechas. Do you ever wonder why it's universal, the 7 day week is universal? I mean, you wonder why, when they change everything to the metric system, why didn't they make a 10 day week? Isn't 10 a rounded number? And it's universal, it's the 7 day week. Where did that come from? It's because the days of the week are based on the stars, and there's constellations called the Shivas Kekri Lechas, the seven stars that they travel around, and each one, it's like a wheel, and each one, you know, gains ascendancy on a different day. And there's Avodah Zarah that are affiliated, there's religion, idol worship, that's affiliated with each one of these stars. And Sunday is Sunday, because that, you know, Monday is Monday, Thursday is Thursday, Wednesday is Wednesday, it's all Avodah Zarah. It was always like that. God created the world in 6 days, and the 7 day rested. It was always like that. It's woven into the fabric, the tapestry of creation, that every day is different. We don't, but you know what? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do? Yeah, we don't. People have been Shemesh. Adam Marie Shemesh. From the time of Adam until now, there's always been Shemesh Shabbos in the world. It's a non-broken chain.
What?
Adam was Shemesh Shabbos, and then Noach was Shemesh Shabbos, Avraham was Shemesh Shabbos, Moshe was Shemesh
Shabbos.
Adam was Shemesh Shabbos.
But he wasn't a Jew.
His classification was beyond Jew and Gentile. He was Adam. He was allowed to keep Shabbos.
Why?
There was no Jews and Gentiles. It was just Adam.
Yeah.
Jews and Gentiles came about after the Chet of Adam and Rishon. There were no Jews and Gentiles.
One day, though.
Right. Yes.
Right.
It was Friday. He kept Shabbos. He made Abdallah. Whatever. The Kiddush that we make is Vayichul Hashem Al Haaretz. We make it. The Meshachan Mitzato says that the Malachim, the heavenly bodies, the heavenly beings, the spiritual creations, they're in charge of the sun, the moon, the stars, the constellations, the galaxies, the Orions. Those Malachim, they have a job. They're entrusted with a task. And we went through the different tasks. They're in charge of events, the way they unfold in this world. The powers of nature that are revealed as a direct result of the impact of the Malachim that are Mamuna, that are in charge, entrusted with the stars. If the moon exerts a pull, a gravitational pull, on the tides of the earth, that's because there is a Malach that Hashem gives them the power to enable the moon to do that.
It was that Malach's decision, not God's decision.
No, it's God. It's a Malach for one purpose. And that's it. Malachim do not make decisions. The only decision they make.
Teva is something that has no structure. It's dependent upon what the Malach does.
I never said Teva has no structure. I said Teva is fixed. Just the opposite. Teva, I said that there's a randomness to it.
Yes.
But the randomness is fixed. It's a fixed randomness.
It's fixed.
It gives the impression of being random.
But it's not really random.
But it's not. No, nothing is nothing is essentially random. There's different ways that things appear in this world. The waves do not have the ability to make a decision to go in the opposite direction than the direction of. The Malach, that he makes the wave go, doesn't have the power to, you know, And Hashem gives the Malach a task that the Malach should make the waves roll on randomly. So then he must do that, and they roll on randomly. So being random is fixed. That there can never be a pattern. That's also fixed.
Unless God allows it.
Unless God allows it.
To
right.
Does God
right.
tell
if that's a pattern.
Know what to do?
Yes, constantly.
Why doesn't God do it himself?
He can't touch himself.
If God would do it himself, so then this world, he wouldn't be hidden in this world. There'd be no point to this world.
So how come Malachim are hidden too? Malachim are done, they're still hidden. We can't see them.
Well, there were times in history when there,
yes, died. People did see Malachim.
Day?
I don't know. I mean, I have never seen a Malach.
Have you ever seen a Jade?
I'm not sure. I have my doubts about some people.
Really?
Take off your socks and shoes.
Me?
Let me see.
I've seen his.
You have chicken feet. Okay. Okay, so you don't have chicken feet.
I'm not a Jade.
Okay. So I can't say for sure. Yeah, there are people who have seen Malach. Avraham Avinu saw a Malach. Yaakov caught a Malach. It wasn't physical. Okay. It was a.
In the head. More modern day.
It was a machlokes in Chachma. The Malach was trying to rip Yaakov away from his Amunah. What?
The more modern day rabbis than Yaakov Avinu that I've seen.
Right.
Malachim and learned with Malachim.
Well, the Beis Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Kahn learned with the Malach. I don't know if he saw a Malach. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised he did. I just don't know of any. You know.
The
Beis Yosef had a kavusa with the Malach.
He put on his
Malachim teach. The Malach taught him. Malachim taught him Torah. So among the things that Malachim do. Alright, so we talked about the Malachim's task in bringing the life into this world through the heavenly bodies. We talked about the Malachim's task in causing events to come about in this world. And now we're talking about a third thing. The Malachim are the ones that bring into this world the natures of people based on what heavenly bodies were in ascendancy at the very moment when they're born. Yes, I am referring to the zodiac. Mm.
Rebbe, wait, before you go on. Thursday was what?
Pranas.
Yeah, it was fish and birds.
I don't know, so it's kindness?
Kindness.
Why is that kindness?
Because fish and birds subsist totally on God's kindness. They don't work hard and they don't have to invest in order to get their sustenance, the daily bread. The name is Stapel, they said they're called Adam Gamke. Now let's talk about people. The Scottish Behem, Krishna Maheshim, you must let me know Morocco. So that's what he means. The people are affected by it. I know of someone. That if you tell him what month you were born in, he could tell you general things about yourself.
Master, right?
No, it's not someone from there. It's a friend of mine. He studied it. If you tell him what day of the month you're born in, he'll tell you more specific things about yourself. If you tell him whether you were born during the day of the night, it'll give him more. If you tell him what hour, even closer, and if you tell him the exact moment, it can get really, really scary. Why is that? And he can't tell you the future, but he can tell you your tendencies, and he did it with me. It can get frightening. And he told me things that, well, he didn't tell me my future. He told me things that only someone that knew me would know. My wife would know, my kids would know, my parents would know. But this guy, he would not know. Tell me things about my eating habits. Okay? How would he know about my eating habits? I never ate, but, you know, he told me things. He says it's not Kabbalistic. It's based on the Messiah, it's handed down. It's based on the Gemara.
What?
Okay. It's not a rabbi, it's a friend of mine. I know someone else.
He lives in Israel?
Yeah. I know someone else. But if you give him your name, you give him your name and your father's name. But he also tell you things about your nature. And in the yeshiva, we We sent, yeah, we did both. We did both. We sent the information of someone's birth to one sage, you know, one wise man, an oracle. And then the name, his father's name, I think the grandfather's name, the more you give, the more information to the other oracle. And they both came back with the same information. Okay, it's, you know, because it's not spiritual. It's not someone using the power of the occult. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a spiritual power, which we're going to call a Melech. And that Melech, his job is to when people are created, they should be created with certain natures. And the Melech gives them those natures based on the particular combination of heavenly bodies. The way that, you know, that they work with each other at the particular moment when a person enters the gateway called this world. And it gets very specific, but it doesn't affect free will, because a person always has the free will to either go with his nature or to fight his nature. It makes things difficult. It makes things challenging. But it doesn't take away Bechira.
What's Saturday?
Someone is born on Shabbos, dies on Shabbos.
Why is that? Because you rest on Shabbos?
That's not a, you know, it's a different, yeah, that was in Rabbi Shimon Levi's Pinchas. It was a different topic.
So, like, just make sure in Shabbos you're learning all Shabbos.
That didn't have David HaMelech.
David HaMelech got, because he was climbing the ladder cracked.
No, the Satan distracted him.
Yeah, because
he
cracked the piece of the step in the ladder.
We know, behold, but this is Goyim. This is Goyim, and Goyim are locked into this. You could rise above this. A Jewish person could rise above this. Because the Malachim that are entrusted with this, that their task is to give people this nature, are also created from Hashem. And the Jewish soul is created from Hashem.
Huh?
And the Jewish soul is higher than the Malach.
Was lunch there? Yeah? So the Derech Hashem is saying basically the Malachim are in charge of each day? Is the Malach for each day?
Right, the reason why the day is because of this cycle where the stars and the constellations go around in their orbits.
Really, half.
That is what makes the day. Why isn't it just one long day? Why is it 7 days? It's 7 days because there's a cycle of stars that go around, and at the end of that cycle, it's a 24 hours.
There's Malachim that are in charge of each cycle?
Right, that they're in charge of keeping the cycle going.
What does the Malach do when the cycle finishes?
It starts again. It's constantly. I don't really know how to answer that question. I really don't know very much about this.
Just
keep going. There is no time.
The string theory
right
now.
What?
The string theory. There's like seven different possibilities that can happen. If you're sitting here right now like that, but in a different time zone, different.
Is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Malachim.
Who?
The Neshama of Klal Yisrael.
One Neshama?
There's one Neshama for Klal Yisrael. And then the Neshama of Klal Yisrael is closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than Malachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world for Klal Yisrael. He did not create the world for Malachim. So even the Malachim, they're in charge of bringing about the nature of human beings, you know, the different nature of human beings. That Klal Yisrael is higher than them.
So how is it that people turn themselves into Malachim?
Well, that is a deep question.
who turned
himself into a Malach? Chanoch. You're talking about Chanoch, Eliyahu. And we'll get into that Mitzvah. That's
how
a really, really, really
broad
topic. We have to get into that Mitzvah. How do
the people the other way around? People go up to Hashem as a physical body.
Yeah, so
it's not a floating right now.